on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Good afternoon. How are we? A warm welcome to the weekend wind-up.
comes our way.
Some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
Good afternoon, chaps. How are we? Hope you're well. Thanks for tuning in on this lovely Saturday. You're listening to Spencer with the Weekend Wind-Up on Phoenix 98 FM. It's good to have your company today. Been off for a couple of weeks and slightly unwell, so I'm thrilled to be back in the hot seat. And I've got a cracking show for you today. First off, I want to thank Keith for a brilliant show. Keeps me company driving in on a Saturday morning. He's the sissy to my Ada. The man's a legend. But I've got a cracking show for you today, as I said. So all the usual stuff. We've got a great cover from another. Brilliant Danish choice. And Take Five as well. But it's extra special today as well, because I'm joined in the studio by a very special young lady, Izzy Kershaw. A supremely talented artist, songwriter, singer, performer. Izzy's been in before. And I remember when she came in before, we said, don't leave it too long. Come back here at 6 months, and 2 years later, here we are. That's the pandemic for you. Daisy will be in with me just after one today, talking about her brand new single, Paranoid, recorded with her dad, Nick. And just her career in general and what her plans are for the future. So really looking forward to that. Make sure you grab yourself a drink and a snack. Settle down. We'll be on air with Izzy around 105, 110 today. But stay tuned. If you want to get in touch, email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. Or hit me up on social media. The Weekend Wind Up on Instagram and Twitter. No, it's not on Twitter. It's Spencer S. Carter. Sorry. I've been away for 2 weeks. It's The Weekend Wind Up on Facebook as well. And I'm going to carry on with a brand new track from our A-list. This is the new one from the 1975. Slightly obsessed with this. Loving it. This is called Part of the Band.
She was part of the Air Force, I was part of the band. I always used to burst into my hand. And my imagination, I was living my best life, living my parents' way before the pain penance and verbal penance. And my cancellation. Kinda lame. I was Rambo and he was Paul Verlaine. My imagination. So many cringes and heroin binges. I was coming off the hinges, living on the fringes of my imagination. Oh yeah. Enough about me now. Talk about the people, baby.
But that's kind of the idea.
The toe bag chic baristas, sitting east on the communist keisters, writing about their ejaculations. I like my men like I like my coffee, full of soy milk and so sweet it won't offend anybody while staying in the pages of the Nation. Oh yeah. Xanax and a Newport. I take care of my kids, she said. We'll be right back.
directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
With the weather getting colder, it's the perfect time to kick your feet up and get your shopping delivered. 14 new Chelmsford Star Co-ops are available on the Snappy Shopper app and website. Plus, with code SEPT7, you could get £7 off your first order. Download the Snappy Shopper app or visit snappyshopper.co.uk to find your local store. Snappy Shopper will bring you your order in 30 to 60 minutes. T's and C's apply. Minimum of £10 spend, first order only.
Every day and every night, I put in the time, babe, but leave me, I tried. Staying by the phone, hoping you'd call, only to find you never miss me at all. So I need to let love go, 'cause it ain't giving me what I deserve. So I need to let love go. When did forgiving you become like a curse? Oh, I need to
FM.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. That was Mabel, and we've Let Love Go, brand new track from her. Looking forward to the new album as well, which is due out in a couple of months. So I hope your day's going well. What are your plans? What are you up to? Do get in touch and let me know. Drop me an email, radio@phoenixfm.com. And whether you're just chilling today, or whether you're doing housework, or whether you're pottering around, or just on the sofa listening in, reading a book, and also watching a DVD at the same time. We all try it, don't we? Talk about multitasking, we all do it, and just having some time to yourself. whatever you're doing, hope you're having a great day. And if you are tuned in, thank you very much. Now, I want to remind you, as well as my special guest today, Izzy Kershaw, who will be in with me after 1 o'clock today, we've also got some great guests coming up over the weekend. So we've also got the as yet untitled rock show, Mr. Stuart Pink himself. We'll be chatting to rock legend Francis Rossi from Status Quo this evening. So make sure you tune in from that. And on the arts programme tomorrow, we've got Claire. We'll be talking to Councillor Mark Durham and Andrew Ward from Essex County Council, talking about their grants programme for the arts. And local singer-songwriter Robbie Clayton is going to be live in the studio. And then finally, in the Mix It Up show tomorrow, Joe will be talking to indie rock pop three-piece Car Park. So we've got a smattering of guests over the weekend, so make sure you tune into Phoenix FM. And if you want to check us out as well, do go onto our website, www.phoenixfm.com. Check us out, look at the profiles, look at the schedule, and yeah, just plan your listening around us. Now, this next track is the new one from Mr. Tom Grennan, who you know I've been banging on about for 2 or 3 years, saying what an absolute talent this man is. Loved him from the very start. I'm glad to see he's getting that critical acclaim now as well. This is All These Nights.
We've been going like a hurricane. Who's gonna be the one to break the silence? Are you driving in another lane? Cause I've been waking to the sound of sirens. I've been thinking lately, thinking about you. I've been thinking lately, you're somebody I don't wanna lose. All of these nights we've been talking and touching, and all I wanna hear is you to say you love me. All of these nights been leading to something, cause all I wanna hear is you to say you love me. Levitating got me off the ground, out of control, and I can't stop climbing. Look what you do to me, look what you do to me. I've been thinking lately, thinking about you. I've been thinking lately, you're somebody I don't wanna lose. All of these nights we've been talking and touching, and all I wanna hear is you say you love me. Talking and touching, and all I wanna hear is you to say you love me. If all of these nights been leading to something, cause all I wanna hear is you to say you love me.
Phoenix FM Travel News in association with Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
So I've got the first travel update of the day for you today, and the roads are not looking too good at the moment as well. There are quite a few problem areas which I'll go through. First of all, the M25, there was a multiple car pileup this morning on the bridge, which resulted in the bridge being closed. It's now been cleared and traffic is starting to be moved, but they are still saying it's taking an hour to cross from the M25 junction 29 all the way over to the bridge in Queen Elizabeth Kent. So I'll avoid that stretch of road if at all possible. The other side of the M25 is not looking too bad at the moment. That's moving okay, but obviously surrounding roads in Ockenden and Thurrock as well do have a backlog now as well, so that traffic is building up. In Brentwood High Street, Ongar Road is still exceptionally busy today, and there are the temporary traffic works around the Thatcher's Arms Public House as well, which is having a knock-on effect to the local routes as well, so avoid that if possible. A127 busy as well from Gallows Corner heading towards the M25 turn off, so just be mindful of that as well. Now on the London Underground, services are not great today. on the District Line. There's no service between Barking and Upminster. Circle Line at the moment is showing us having delays, and the Central Line has shown us having significant delays as well. On the rail services, there are bus replacement timetables in place on C2C between Upminster and Grays and Upminster and Pitsea. And on the Greater Anglia Network, buses will be running instead of trains between Ingatestone and Colchester. Services on C2C today are also running into Liverpool Street as well. So it's not a day to go on public transport, quite frankly, but I'll keep you posted on the travel each and every hour.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with Brentwood Care Centre, delivering residential, dementia and nursing care to your loved ones. Call us on 01277 508 459. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Somebody, now all that I need is all I see in you.
Deepest Blue there. Give it away. Good to hear that. I haven't heard that for a long, long time. So how you doing? I hope you're well. Thanks to everyone getting in touch. Lots of you messaging in. Really lovely to hear from you. As I say, I've been away a couple of weeks. I've missed you all. Hope you've been well and hope you've been safe and not gone down with this dreaded lurgy like many of us have done. But I want to say a big shout out as well to Hannah. Hi, Hannah. How are you? Hannah messaged in. Hannah's one of our regular listeners. She said, missed you last week. It wasn't the same cleaning the house without your voice in the back. Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate that. I don't know. Do you know what? I don't know who stood in for me last week. I should find out, really. But whoever it was, I'm sure they kept you in good company. But thank you anyway. Appreciate you messaging in and appreciate your comments. Stay tuned. We've got Izzy coming up after one today, so I'm sure you're going to enjoy that. Big shout out as well to Sam, who messaged in. Sam said, listening today, driving around in the van, making deliveries. We've got you blasting out. Lovely. Love that. Thanks, Sam. You take care on the roads and have a great weekend, my friend. And also Mike as well messaged in to say, really loving the tunes today. Been feeling a bit poorly myself this week, so taking it easy this weekend. Lots of hot drinks, lots of snacks, lots of chocolate and music, and snuggling up on the sofa with a book and a blanket. That sounds amazing. And don't let anyone know, but that's what I'm going to be doing this afternoon after this show, back on that sofa. But hope you feel better soon, sir. Hope you do. But still time to get in touch, as you know. Come on, you can email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. Do get in touch and let me know. And if you want something played, please, please, please just let me know. Now, last year, when we didn't win Eurovision, but we come second, but we kind of did win Eurovision, didn't we? And as you know, I was banging on about Sam Ryder for months and months before. And I, you know, we played Sam Ryder, I think, for the past year and a half on this show. Before he kind of really come into, you know, the public's view, really. And really backed him all the way. And he has come back with a brand new single, which is off of the new album. And he's just announced a major UK tour as well. Now, this new single, this is very catchy. If you've not heard it, I'm going to play it for you now. This is rather amazing. This is Somebody.
Summer every weekend, like a rooftop in LA. When it heats up in the evening, you cool me off like lemonade. So don't go changing like the seasons, 'cause you're perfect in every way. Baby, gotta love this world leading. If you were running, I'd lead your campaign. Hey! You got somebody who loves you. Yeah. You got somebody who loves you. Baby, you and me, we got chemistry. Call it alchemy, call it what you want. I don't know what I believe in, but what a time to be living and breathing. And I got a feeling that we're here for the same thing. You wake me up. You got somebody who loves you. You got somebody who loves you. Wake me up. You're the caffeine in my coffee cup. And like a shooting star, you light me up. Amazing. You're amazing. 'Cause we all need somebody. Even lonely
let's make it amazing. I love you, babe, you know that ain't changing. You got somebody who loves you. You got somebody who loves you.
Of Brentwood's beautiful woodland, Hartswood Golf Club is the council's jewel in the crown. With our tree-lined fairways and eye-catching course features, both new and old, Hartswood offers something for golfers of all levels. To book a tee time, give us a call on Brentwood 214 830 or visit the Brentwood Borough Council website for more details. Hartswood Golf Club, Brentwood's hidden gem.
These days, sustainable business really does make sense. Ensuring your business is running as efficiently as possible, saving money on energy bills, lowering its carbon footprint, it's a great place to start. And if we told you your business could qualify for a low-case grant of up to £10,000 without payback to help it grow and grow greener, would you want to miss out? Register your business interest today. www.locase.co.uk. Grant funding for greener business growth.
Players Lounge Billericay is the most unique venue around. With a 4 metre wide full HD screen, we show all the biggest sporting events. Plus, our piece de resistance award-winning Golf Zone golf simulators are available with or without our very own PGA Pro. Our FIFA-approved 4G indoor football pitch is perfect for training or leagues, and book the kids into the Xbox Game Zone for the ultimate party package. Players Lounge, Billericay, open 7 days a week from 9 a.m.
Yeah, highly recommend Players Lounge. If you want a good night out, do check them out. They're really good. Now, it's time for today's Danny's Choice. Dan, I've been away for a couple of weeks, so thanks for your patience, sir. I know you submitted a couple of tracks in for the show. And today's one is a... Oh, it's a great song. I love this. A band that didn't really hang around for long. Obviously, went on for their own successful careers. But they've built up a very big cult following still. And what is this song now? 30 years old, maybe? I don't know, something like that. But this is a great track. So Danny's Choice today is from the House Martins. And this is Build.
Stay. Bye.
That's the brand new one from the goddess herself, Jessie Ware, Free Yourself, from the new album that will be out in the new year. What a stunning track that is. Love that. So one more from me as we head up towards the news. Then after the news, we'll have the weather. And then we'll be welcoming our special guest into the studio, Izzy Kershaw. So put that kettle on, get settled down, and we'll be chatting to Izzy about 105, 110 today. So looking forward to it. And this track leading us into the news, well, this is the Pet Shop Boys.
I probably would. to my own devices, I probably won't. Oh, I won't. I was faced with a choice at a difficult age. Would I write a book, or should I take to the stage? But in the back of my head, I heard distant feet, Che Guevara and Debussy to a disco beat. It's not a crime when you look the way you do, the way I like to picture you. When I get home, it's late at night, I pour a drink and watch the fight. Turn off the TV, look at a book, pick up the phone, fix some food. Maybe I'll sit up all night and day, waiting for the minute I hear you say. I could leave you, say goodbye, or I could love you if I try. And left to my own devices, I probably would. Come on, baby, say goodbye.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM. News.
From the Sky News Centre at 1. Kwasi Kwarteng's defending the massive tax cuts he unveiled in yesterday's mini-budget as fair for all. He scrapped the top rate of income tax for the highest earners, which sent the pound plummeting to a 37-year low. It comes as the Institute for Fiscal Studies warns we're on an unsustainable path of borrowing. The Shadow Justice Secretary, Steve Reid, agrees.
Absolutely bizarrely, the only people that seem to be the real winners out of this budget are the bankers who will see their bonuses on caps. What a bizarre priority for the government to pick when you've got millions of people up and down the country terrified about how they're going to make ends meet over this winter.
In other news, a 17 and 19-year-old have died in a car crash in Nottinghamshire, leaving two others with potentially life-threatening injuries. It happened in Gonalston on Thursday night. There are queues stretching for miles out of Russia as men of fighting age try to avoid conscription. Last week, Vladimir Putin announced he was calling up an additional 300,000 military reservists. Forbes McKenzie, a former military intelligence officer, explains what's happening on the ground now.
The sweeping winds that we saw from the Ukrainians over the last few weeks have now settled down to fighting forestry block to forestry block, street to street. And really that's characteristic of two forces who know the ground well because it's been fought over in the past.
More than 650 people crossed the English Channel in small boats yesterday. Tents have been put up at Dover to process the new arrivals because existing facilities are overflowing. Drivers are paying an extra £5 for a tank of petrol due to the pound's falling value. The AA says the weakness of sterling means there's no real saving from the cost of oil dropping back to where it was before the Ukraine war. And in sport, the record attendance for a women's Super League match is expected to be broken when Arsenal take on North London rivals Tottenham this lunchtime. More than 50,000 tickets have been sold. That's the latest from Sky News. I'm Tamsin Kent.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
So your latest weather update for you. This afternoon is going to be a mixture of sunny spells with some cloud coming in as well. There might be a few odd showers around tea time that will be coming in. We'll be feeling cooler as well at 19 degrees. And tonight, patchy cloud across most of Essex will bring isolated showers to the area. By dawn, they'll become mostly dry. And minimum temperature tonight is just 4 degrees. So getting nice and chilly now. Then tomorrow, dry and sunny start for most. Any coastal showers soon dying away. But there will be cloud coming in around lunchtime, heading into the afternoon with some more rain coming in at tea time tomorrow. Maximum temperature of 17 degrees, and the outlook for Monday to Wednesday is unsettled, noticeably cooler with patches of rain on both days. So stick with us at Phoenix and we'll keep you updated on the weather each and every hour.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
I'm really thrilled to say that Izzy's in the studio with me. We'll be live after this track. This is Let Somebody Love You. Welcome to Phoenix 98 FM.
I am a poet in New York City. You can see your face in my shoes. I'm young and I'm alive. I've got nothing to lose. I dream a book, a lie, a kiss. So much to resist. And then I find you. I am fire, you are water. Nothing we can do. Walk into a room and light your fuse. Love is revolution. War and famine too. Feel the hunger in your heart. Let somebody love you. Let somebody love you. In the wilderness, somewhere in the heart of Spain, you flight it up with a smile, says sing it again. Dream a book, a lie, a kiss, so much to resist, and then I find you. I am fire, you are water, nothing we can do. I walk into the room and light your fuse. Love is revolution. War and famine too. Feel the hunger in your heart. Let somebody love you. Let somebody love you. Dive under a cloud, a boy or a gun in your hand. Could it be something I did or something you said? Live under a record, a boy or a girl in your head. When the two sevens come together, I'm gonna love you forever and ever. I am fire, you are water. Nothing we can do.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
So welcome back to the show in the second hour of the Weekend Wind-Up. It's good to have your company. So as promised, I'm really, really thrilled that joining me in the studio today is Izzy Kershaw. Izzy, how are you?
Doing great. Thank you for having me on the show, Spencer.
Absolute pleasure. Good to see you again. Now, before I introduce Izzy properly, Izzy came into the show back in was it 2019?
It was around then.
Yeah. It was, and we, as I mentioned earlier, we said, oh, come back in about 6 months and we'll talk, you know, how things are going. And in between then, we had a little pandemic hit, didn't we? So this has taken longer than we thought, but I'm really thrilled that Izzy is back in. Izzy is a really creative musician, a multi-instrumentalist, and a really innovative and creative person. So I'm really thrilled for Izzy to be in the studio with you today. So first of all, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. It was a bit of a long drive here, but yeah.
Yeah, where have you come in from today?
I came from all the way from Norwich.
Oh, wow. Well, well, thank you for coming in. Appreciate that. So, introduce yourself for people that don't know you.
Yeah, so I'm sort of like a solo musician, but I do a lot of collaborations recently. Recently released a single with my dad, Nick. Yeah, and at the moment I've been hunkering down and just trying to get my music career back on track, yeah.
Yeah, so with your... So, first of all, let's take it a step back. So, if we're talking about musical influences, could you... Is there a sort of genre you'd put your music in? I personally think your music covers all different sorts of genres, but how would you describe your music to someone?
There was a talk by Pharrell Williams in a university he was giving a talk with, and he said that pop, and I really feel this too, that good pop like brings something from somewhere else. It doesn't just do what pop does. It always branches out. So what I love to do in my music is branch out into different styles and just pick things here and there that I feel would work with the track, and kind of, it's, yeah. Yeah, that's how I feel like my music will kind of be. Alternative pop, I basically.
Yeah, say. I think, yeah. And I think for many years, I always talk about this, but pop music for many years often was slightly dismissed, wasn't it? As and I think the basis of any music is pop, because it's kind of, you know, a decent tune or a decent melody and whatever. Is pop is, it's a really solid foundation for music. And so how, you know, what are your creative influences? Kind of, how do you? What's the whole process for you? So obviously, you're a singer-songwriter. How does it work? So, you know, are you one of these people that, you know, you have a pad beside your bed, and then when you wake up, you start writing lyrics down? How does it work for you? What's the creative process?
So, one of my creative processes, especially recently, is something that I like to call manufactured boredom. So I try and put myself in a space where I don't have much around me, and basically, I find, because my brain, I've got ADHD, so it constantly wanders and tries to find things anyway, and eventually it will stumble upon ideas, and then I can get ideas out through kind of like manufactured boredom, I guess. But yeah, I like to start in different places with different tracks. Usually it's just like experimenting with something, and I find a riff I like, or I find a lyric I like. Sometimes I write an entire like song lyric and then trash the entire song lyrics and start again. But mm-hmm. like, yeah.
And could I just touch on that? So you mentioned you got ADHD. How do you balance that with your creative approach and stuff? Do you find can it sort of slow things down, or is it funny enough? Is it in some strange way? Is it kind of like a benefit? Does it affect the way you kind of you songwrite and stuff?
I think ADHD and like creativity kind of go hand in hand, because like our brains are going zip zap everywhere anyway. Yeah. So like I'd say it's mostly a benefit when it comes to creative stuff. It's just like when it comes to maybe cleaning my room, not so much.
Yeah, no, exactly. As you say, for creative people, I think it's kind of they go hand in hand, don't they? Because your mind's always constantly racing and what you're doing. So do ideas come to you just unexpectedly, or have you constantly got ideas going around?
It's often unexpectedly. Usually in car trips are usually good ones for like I find myself stopping by the side of the road and just like once I park, like getting my phone out and just like doing a voice memo and like singing a few lines and stuff. That's honestly like car trips where I have music off is when most of my ideas come out. Yeah,
yeah, that's amazing. Well, I suppose it's downtime for you, isn't it, to just to focus on that. So obviously you are a multi-instrumentalist, as we've said. You're a songwriter, you're a performer. Do you have a kind of leaning towards a preference for one of those? Do you prefer songwriting to performing? Do you like being on stage? Do you like being in the studio?
I like being in the studio and writing. Like, those are definitely my two favourite. I get big, big, big stage fright going on stage, which I think is probably a good thing. I think if I ever didn't feel scared being on stage, it would...
Yeah.
Yeah. Then, yeah, maybe pack it in.
There's nothing worse than... from a theatre background, there's nothing worse than somebody says, oh, I don't get frightened going on stage. Well, then you're not doing it properly. Yeah. In my mind, it's because you need that... you know, and stage fright is an awful thing. I mean, you know, I suffer from stage fright, and that feeling of just before you're going on is almost like the worst. But it's something you put yourself through because you know it's going to be enjoyable, if that makes sense. Yeah. It's kind of, and I think anyone that doesn't say they suffer from stage fright is, there's something missing there. Something missing there. Because it gives you that creative adrenaline to get on and do it, doesn't it?
Yeah,
and that's what it does.
Definitely.
So tell us a bit about your back history with your music and stuff. So kind of, you know, when you were last in, forgive me, what was the track you released then? I can't remember what it was.
Oh, was it the Paragon Anime? Is it okay? One of those two, maybe.
Is it okay? I think it was. Yeah. And it was. That's right. It was. And I remember you brought the track in, and it was amazing. So kind of since then, are you kind of building from the same path, or kind of where are you kind of musically? Have you kind of progressed to a different sort of style, or?
My style has definitely changed. I think, like, as one of my influences, you know, I listed Björk and stuff, and it was definitely more sort of like Björk influence back then. But now it's I like things a little bit more aggressive, a little bit more punchy, or if it's laid back, it at least has that really like solid kick drum and that real drive that feels like it continues on the piece, which I like to do.
Yeah, I know. We're going to play obviously the single shortly, and it's very industrial. The song it's quite. It is quite punchy. It's quite hard, and I really like it. It's got a real attack to it. So, and I'm sure when people hear it, my immediate thought was the blend in your voices. They really, really work well.
Thank you.
I think they do. Yeah. They really, really work well. So, regarding kind of, you know, you talk about your musical influences. How do you feel? Where do you? And this is probably quite a difficult question to ask, but. What do you think of the music industry today, kind of the where music is today? Do you think it's kind of going for a golden period? I mean, I think music, it always has peaks and troughs, doesn't it? It's always kind of, you know, there's periods where it's really great and there's other periods where you think, oh, I don't really like what's going on. What's your opinion of the music industry today? What's out there?
I really like how easy it is for new artists to release music, I think. I think before you'd probably have to hand your tape to a producer or whatever and then know a person who knows a person, and it's like I can just, you know, go online and release my music, and I have access to socials where I can advertise and stuff. So it to me, it feels like the music industry is going in a really positive direction. But I know for a lot of people with the streaming revenue, they feel like it's really going the opposite. But.
Yeah, I know, because if you look at very commercial pop bands, I don't know, like Spice Girls and whatever, they literally went around with tapes, didn't they? And they were knocking on doors going, can you play this, can you play that?
Yeah.
Whereas now, you've got an immediate audience out there. I had there's a local band called the Lucettas who came in here a couple of months ago. And a group of young lads, very guitar-based band. And they are just steaming ahead out there, but they're doing it because they're just releasing it themselves and they're getting it out there, and that's the way to do. And do you find that's an easy process to kind of get something recorded and out there? How does that kind of work with you in the sense of, you're putting a track out there, do you release something and then almost forget about it and go on to the next thing, or is it something you constantly monitor and you just build and build on?
I think it's more something I constantly monitor. Like even when I, you know, release a track, I'll usually, you know, at the moment I'm working on music videos, so I'll, you know, release a music video afterwards rather than releasing it all in one chunk. That way I can kind of like work on things that my kind of like brain feels okay with, rather than because I like switching back and forth between projects and stuff. So I like going back to things. Like that.
So you're saying you're working on music videos at the moment. Why is there the focus on the videos?
I just feel like I didn't have much of a presence in terms of videos. And I did one recently with Time Spent With You, and I loved the process. Like, it was really fun, and it was really fun watching, like, the artistic vision behind the videographer and stuff. And, like... Yeah, no, I just really love the process, and I think
it's a really engaging process, and once you're in it, it just captures you and captures you in. And can I just go back? So when you was in the studio before, you came in, you were with me as Izzy Spint.
Yes, yeah.
Now Izzy Kershaw, can you just talk me through that?
So I came to this kind of realization a long time ago that I was sort of intentionally shooting myself in the foot, really, and it was. Silly, and it's my own name, and like I have a right to use it, and I don't feel like no, like, yeah, like, it's my name, I have a right to use it, and yeah, that's kind of the realization I came to, I guess, yeah.
And I suppose, you know, with obviously your dad's musical history and your dad's fame and whatever, I suppose it was kind of like almost you, and forgive me if I'm wrong here, but you were almost like trying to make your own stamp in the world and saying, this is me, and exactly kind of, I would imagine that's what the whole thinking behind that was, yeah.
Yeah, and I, like, comes to the realization that my last name, Kershaw, is me. It's not my dad, it's me.
No, it's you,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, so I, yeah.
Like, exactly. And if you listen to your music and you listen to kind of, you know, you know your musical styles and the way you go, you're very creative, and it's your image, it's you, isn't it? It's your identity. So I think that works really well, and I can kind of see the kind of turmoil that must have been. It's kind of interesting. So let's talk about the single. We're going to play it in a moment, and but before we do, I'm just going to go into some ads, and we'll be back after this.
Are you looking for a team of heroes to care for your loved one? At Brentwood Care Centre, we are passionate about delivering high-quality care, and therefore we have a team of heroes to ensure your loved one is in safe hands. To find out more about our residential, dementia and nursing care services, call us on Brentwood 508 459 or visit our website, rchcarehomes.co.uk. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Get into my car!
Hop in the passenger seat and strap in for a high five on Drive. Join in the fun with our never-ending story, my world-famous poetry podcast, great music, top guests and local travel reports.
Well done!
So join me, Stuart Pink, weekdays 3 till 6 on Phoenix FM Drive in association with St Francis Hospice.
If you would like to help your local community, it's easy with a donation to Essex Community Foundation. We support local charities in your area and throughout Essex, and right now your donation will go even further under our Acorn Fund Match Challenge that adds £5 to every £10 you donate. Visit our website at essexcommunityfoundation.org.uk to donate and find out how your donation could make a difference.
With energy prices set to rise again, now is the perfect time to make sure your home is as energy efficient as possible for the winter. Upgrading your windows, doors or conservatory roof are the most instantly rewarding ways to make your home warmer and save money on your energy bills. Plus, SEHBAC are offering up to 40% off their extensive range of windows, doors and conservatories. A warmer home means bigger savings on your energy bills. Visit SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So welcome back. So I'm joined in the studio, as you know, by Izzy Kershaw, and we're just talking about Izzy's musical career and her influences and stuff. And it leading up to, so the brand new, is it a brand new single? Has it been out a while? Or?
It's been out a while-ish now, but it's new-ish, yeah.
Yeah. So this is the single Paranoid with you and with your dad, Nick.
Yep.
How did it come about? It's a great track, by the way. When I play it, I think people are going to absolutely love it. I think it's an awesome track.
I said earlier,
just the way your voices blend on this, I think it's really powerful. But tell us about the track. How did it come about?
So towards sort of the endish of lockdown, as the restrictions were starting to ease, my dad asked me to come visit, and I got there in a bit of a scramble, got there a bit late. And when I arrived, I remember us looking towards each other, and we had this absolute look of defeat on our faces because the lockdown really just like did a number on us. And I just remember talking about how bored he was and he just didn't have anything to do. And I just said, well, why don't we write a song together? Like that'll keep us both busy. And and I had these sort of chords floating around from when I was 15 that I wanted to use for it. And Dad said he wanted me to do the kind of like crux of the track, like the main writing, but I kind of wanted more of him in it because, you know, it's going to be a collaborative experience. And he ended up writing just after the second chorus, the middle eighth, as well as providing a little guitar part and a keyboard part for that. But yeah, like that's kind of how it came about.
And did you find it easy working together? because obviously in any career, if you work with somebody you know or you're related to, it sometimes it can be really challenging. So
one of the things my dad said to me when he said he was going to work with me on this was that he wanted to treat me like any other collaborator. So if we were like, hey, I don't like this, can we change this? Yeah. There wasn't going to be any sort of like weird feelings about it. And yeah, it was surprisingly chill. Like we really liked the stuff we sent to each other, so we didn't really have to do that very much. But yeah, it was really nice working with him, and it was nice seeing his process in the studio. I went to mix the end and like at the end point in his studio, and we'd like cut things out and put things back in and whatever. And it was just really nice seeing his process.
Because he's very much a multi-instrumentalist as well, isn't he?
Yes, so he is,
kind
yeah.
of and he's and you know, just your dad was my very first gig I ever saw. He was actually way back in 84, I think it was. So it's a crazy time. So how did it work? Did you sit down and kind of write the lyrics together and then go into the actual studio, or was it done all completely as one?
Because it was done sort of towards the end of lockdown, it was done quite separately. So I wrote the majority of the lyrics, because my dad only wrote a tiny little bit of the middle eighth really with the lyrics. And it kind of came from an experience that I had at, I kind of had a little bit of like a, I guess, mental health breakdown when I went to university a while back, and I kind of pulled from that and wrote from that experience. And when I asked my dad to do the middle eighth, I wanted it to be this kind of moment of like resolution, or like you can get through this, or like this kind of positive message that kind of comes through partway through the track. And I think he really delivered that. He pulled from one of his own experiences that I felt was, yeah, it was good.
Do you find songwriting cathartic? Is it something that really helps you?
Yes, I really do. It really helps me, because it's kind of like a, you know, like having a therapy journal or whatever. Yeah, so yeah. Like you can just kind of write out your thoughts, but it's in song form. But
I know a couple of authors, and they when they write, they say it's their way of kind of offloading, if you like. Even if they're writing a work of fiction, it's just kind of, it's their way of just getting stuff out that they're not able to. And it's an amazing process to do. So, so how's this track been received so far? I mean, from what I can see, it's been received very well.
Yeah, I'm really like pleased with the support I've been given by some of my dads and some of my dad's fans and some of my previous fans and stuff, and like seeing lots of new faces, and it's been really lovely, and seeing all the like positive messages that people have been sending me.
Yeah, I know we were just talking about this, so we've had some messages in from people just kind of listening in. I know we've got Michaela listening in from, I think she's in Germany, I think.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, hi Michaela, you're listening in. So, you know, this obviously you've got fans far and wide, but it's really nice that you've got that blend of your dad's fans, your own fans are coming together. I think that's amazing. Yeah. So this is the track, this is the single, and this is Paranoid.
Yeah.
There we go. The new single, Paranoid, with Izzy Kershaw and Nick Kershaw. I love that. That's really, it's got a real industrial feel to it, if that makes sense. It's kind of really powerful.
Thank you.
Really punchy. So, we talked about the process of recording with your dad, and I was just saying to Izzy off air that when it comes to kind of, we've done this and we've finished it, were you constantly going back and were you kind of reviewing it, thinking, oh, we could just do this slightly differently and tweak this and tweak that?
There's always that like little 1% that you could push it, and then you push it that 1%, you're like, oh, well, maybe we can push it 1% more, and maybe we can push it 1% more. And there definitely has to be a point at the end of that where you have to say, okay, we need to stop.
For one of you needs to be brave and go, this is it now, we're done. Because you can go on forever, can't it?
It definitely can.
Yeah, that's a really powerful track. Well done. I really like it. I think it's great. So for you, kind of, so you're focusing on your music videos at the moment. Obviously, you're continually writing. What's your plans? Have you got any immediate plans for the future? What are you up to?
So I've got a couple of tracks lined up. One with an artist called Sadie Nocini, who's mainly based in London. And there's another artist called Indiana Hawks, who you may know as Chesney Hawks' son. Who I'm going to be working with on a track. That one hasn't started, but he has agreed to work with me on that track. So it'll be well under its way. I think we'll probably start on it sometime around like late October.
And how did that work out? So do you know him, or how did you get together? How did that come about, the connection?
It was literally, I just saw him playing guitar on stage with Chesney, and then I looked through his Instagram and saw more of his guitar playing, and I was like, this kid's really, really good. Like, he's amazing. And I just sent him a message saying, would you like to work together? And like, Chesney's often around the house, like with dad and stuff. So, yeah.
He's a really good musician as well, Chesney Hawks, isn't he? Really,
fantastic.
Really, really good musician. I saw him part of a kind of like, I can't think what it's called. It's kind of, there were different artists on the bill, and it was kind of, he only did a couple of songs, but his musicianship was great. It really was. So where can people find out about you?
So I'm available on all social media. I recently had my Facebook page taken down, so I've had to make a new one. So it's Izzy Kershaw HQ, and you can find me on everything else, TikTok, Twitter, all of that stuff, on at Izzy Kershaw UK. And obviously on Spotify, you can just type in Izzy Kershaw and find all my music.
Yeah, so what we're going to do is by the end of the weekend, this will be up on my show page anyway, and all your socials will be on there for people to do. So, and are you okay for people to get in touch with you and kind of sort of speak about your music and stuff and find out a bit more information?
Don't be afraid to just like message me on Instagram or something. Like, I reply to like pretty much 90% of my messages, as long as it's a nice message.
Yeah. How do you find that? Do you get any grief on social media at all? I mean, we all do from time to time, but
I've had a little bit of grief, but luckily not too much. No, yeah, like just sort of the normal amount. Yeah,
yeah. I always use as a benchmark. So somebody decided a while ago to send me a couple of particularly nasty messages about the show, and they said, you know, you're basically rubbish, but every week you're the same. And I'm like, you're listening to me every week and you think I'm rubbish. That kind of says far more about you than it does me. It really does. Mm. People are just, honestly, social media just breeds a different type of person, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It really does. So, listen, I'm thrilled to have you in today. Thank you so much. The single is great. So you can find out more about Izzy, as I said. The interview will be on my show page at the weekend. All of Izzy's socials will be on there as well. Do not be afraid to get in touch. He'd love to hear from you and message you back. And thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, Spencer.
Don't leave it for 2 years next time. We'll speak to you soon.
All right.
Far. Why did I falter?
Phoenix FM Travel News in association with Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Okay, update on the travel for you. The situation on the M25, as I said earlier, the Queen Elizabeth Bridge is now open over into Kent, but the backlog of the traffic is still being cleared. It's moving more freely now, and it's taking about 20 minutes to cross from Junction 29 over to the bridge. So just be mindful of that. It's still congested, but it is clearing very, very quickly. Surrounding roads are obviously very busy at the moment still as well, so avoid Lakeside, Thurrock if you can for the next hour. Wilson's Corner, very, very busy at the moment, just with weekend traffic, and the temporary traffic lights that we have in place around the Thatcher's Arms are also causing some delays. Ongar Road as well around the Robin Hood is quite busy at the moment as well. Apart from that, no major problems. Now on the rail, there are services disrupted on the C2C line, which means there are buses running instead of trains between Upminster and Grays and Upminster and Pitsea. That's due to engineering works, and services are also running today into London Liverpool Street. And on the Greater Anglia network as well, there is a bus replacement service between Ingate, Stone and Colchester. All other services are running okay. On the London Underground, things are looking a little bit better at the moment. There's a good service on most lines, except at the moment there is no service between Barking and Upminster on the District line. Apart from that, everything else is running okay, but I'll keep you updated within the next hour as well, should that change.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with Brentwood Care Centre, delivering residential, dementia and nursing care to your loved ones. Call us on 01277 508 459. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Lovely having Izzy in the studio. Hope you enjoyed it. This is Madge. And she's sorry.
Sono spiacente. Perdonami. I'm
asteroid falling out from the sky. It's science fictional, the impossible. I can't explain it, no. I get emotional, getting close, getting closer to the glow.
If you have a business in the low carbon, renewable energy goods or services sector, Locase has some great news for you. We have grant funding of up to £10,000 towards the cost of marketing, consultancy, equipment, IT software, accreditation and certification, product and process development, and so much more. Discover just some of the amazing businesses we have already helped and register your business interest at www.locase.co.uk today. Grant funding for greener business growth.
St Francis Hospice, at the heart of our community. Caring for the people of Havering, Brentwood, Barking and Dagenham, Redbridge and West Essex.
With energy prices going through the roof, reducing heat loss in your home is more important than ever. At Vita Home Improvements, we offer free, no-obligation advice on the most advanced products that do just that. Whether it's increasing the natural insulation properties of your home or installing specialist loft insulation that can reduce your energy bills, we can help. For your free, no-obligation quote, call us on 01245 950 950 and make your first move towards a more energy-efficient home.
Phoenix FM.
Yeah, welcome back. So now it's time for today's cover from another. And I picked a great track today, one that I haven't heard for quite a while. And I was reminded of this in the week, and I tracked down this cover version, which I really like. So I'm hoping you'll be able to let me know which one you prefer. You can email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. This is a great track, so I hope you enjoy these.
Don't ask me what you know is true. Don't have to tell you I love your precious heart. I was standing, you were there, two worlds collided, and they could never tear us apart. We could live for a thousand years, but if I hurt you, I make wine from your tears. I told you that we could fly. We all have wings, but some of us don't know why. I was standing, you were there, two worlds colliding, and they could never, ever tear us apart. We'll be right back.
There you go. That's today's cover of another. So the original of Never Tear Us Apart by INXS. And the cover version was by a band called the Teskey Brothers. Not heard of them before, but I love that. Which one do you prefer? Let me know. Email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. Yeah, I'm a massive INXS fan, as you know, and I said the original for me, but I think the cover version is almost there. It's really impressive. But you may have a different opinion. Do let me know which one you like. Heading up towards the news now. Back after the news with the final hour of the weekend wind up. Thanks for your company.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.
The Sky News Centre at 2:00.